This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to try to make sense of a very unique book title. The book title is Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys, and Horny Aliens from Outer Space. What is it about? Well, the subtitle tells you. It gives it away. The patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth. The author of the book is a brilliant guy who is also a former professional comedian, but we will get to that, and it's about just how far people will go in order to try to undermine religion. And in fact, when it comes to religion and attacks on religion, there is a new move, a full-page ad that appeared in the New York Times. And this one, an ad that I think it's going to be hard for anybody to read it and not agree with it. At least I hope that is the case. The paid advertisement was placed by Robert Kraft, who was founder of the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. He is also well known as the owner of the New England Patriots, somebody who worked for many, many years with Tom Brady to win, what was it, 6 Super Bowls. But he writes, as a graduate of Columbia University, I am deeply saddened by the hate and polarization taking place today on a campus I love so much. I believe political issues can be, and most importantly, should be debated. They should be debated vigorously, but vicious hate speech and physical intimidation, preventing others from feeling safe, pursuing their studies, or having their voices heard, is completely unacceptable. Shouting vile, hate-filled labels at students while hiding behind masks is not free speech, he writes. It is cowardice. Instead of colleges and universities teaching the core principles of free speech and debate our country was founded on, they are emboldening hate that is tearing the campuses and our youth apart. When this ends, these students should not be pardoned. Amen. They need to be held accountable in order to send a message to future generations of students that it is necessary to adhere to the rules of civil society and codes of conduct of academic communities, and that free speech means standing behind your words and accepting the consequences of your actions. The mission of the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, writes Robert Kraft, is to build empathy among all Americans, young and old, as a way to fight the rising hate in our country. Empathy is innate. Hate is a learned behavior. Unfortunately, today, hate is exactly what is being learned and taught on campuses across our country. Today and every day at FCAS, that's the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, we are standing up to Jewish hate and to all hate, and all hate is with bold letters. And I encourage our nation's university leaders to act with courage and wisdom, so that knowledge, not hate, is what is being produced on our nation's campuses. I think he's going to get a big response. At least I hope that he does, and I believe that he will, and will deserve it, to his full-page ad in the New York Times. Meanwhile, just a question to put on the table. With all of this discussion about the demonstrations, and with a sympathy for the demonstrators, what if there were college demonstrations in favor of ISIS or in favor of Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda, which killed on one day, one bloody horrible day called September 11th, there were people demonstrating in behalf of Al-Qaeda, the way that there were handfuls of people who said how much they admired Osama bin Laden, if you remember him. With all of that, what would your response be to someone who had reacted to the killing on September 11th as a righteous act, something that you could be proud of? Would you want anything to do with such a person? Would you ever consider hiring them? And this is one of those things I think about. You look at these smug, ignorant, revolting, hate-filled, terrorist-supporting losers. They're all going to be out of the university at some point. In fact, they should be out of the university immediately and driven out of the university unless they do some kind of meaningful repentance for the disruption and the extremism with which they are identified. But once they go out into the work world, would you like to hire such a person? Somebody who thought it was ennobling, that it was exciting, that it was uplifting, that it was encouraging. The day that they now say the Biden administration, 1,300 Israelis were murdered, slaughtered. Another 240 were taken hostage. They're still being held. They don't know how many have still survived. But they believe that there are at least 30 surviving hostages to get out of the living hell that is Gaza. Hamas, meanwhile, the news bulletins say, plans to send a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to complete negotiations over Egypt's proposed ceasefire agreement, according to a statement released Thursday by Ismail Haniyeh, who is chairman of Hamas's political bureau. And he, of course, is headquartered in Qatar, I believe, but he's not headquartered in Gaza. He doesn't choose to live there, and why would he? In the statement released after a phone call with Major General Abbas Kamel, Egypt's intelligence minister, Haniyeh said, deliberations over a ceasefire were moving forward with a positive spirit. Meanwhile, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, says that the United States has been part of putting this proposal on the table, and the only thing that is missing is an agreement from Hamas, that Israel is, yes, willing to agree to a temporary ceasefire and the release of some Palestinian prisoners. And it won't be a one-on-one basis. There'll be more Palestinian prisoners. It's always unequal because human life is simply valued more profoundly on the Israeli side, whereas the Hamas side values death, and particularly death not just of Israelis but of their own people. Pro-Palestinian protesters and the University of Michigan have reached an agreement to end the encampment at the University of Minnesota. Did I say Michigan? It's the University of Minnesota. We're not talking about Ann Arbor. We're talking about Minneapolis. And, I mean, really, what's on the negotiating table? What is it that the University of Minnesota has agreed to get the pro-Hamas protesters out of their encampment? And then there is also this, professor from the Cal Poly University in San Luis Obispo was detained and arrested during the law enforcement raid on campus early Tuesday morning. Why was he arrested? We will let you know coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had mentioned before a professor from Cal Poly University in California, San Luis Obispo, where a professor was detained and arrested during a law enforcement raid on a campus encampment early Tuesday morning. And when you talk about Cal Poly, great institution, a great place to actually get training that is going to equip you for the workforce to get engineering and science degrees that could mean something. But Dr. Ruahola Agasela was arrested by officials on campus for his involvement in the pro-Hamas demonstration there. He has since been released, though charges were filed against him. Obviously, he had some problems in confronting police officers whose job was not to make the rules on a campus, but to enforce those rules. Meanwhile, there is also an Emory University economics professor who has been charged with battery after it appeared that she was forcefully confronting a police officer during a pro-Hamas protest on campus. And the CNN video caught the moment that a woman from the economics department at Emory University was detained by Georgia police a week ago today. She was wrestled on the ground after challenging law enforcement who were arresting protesters. Meanwhile, Sarah Phillips wrote that I am a professor at Indiana University at Bloomington, where I was arrested this past weekend after receiving social media messages reporting a heavy police presence at a student rally. I rushed to the public gathering space on campus known as Dunn Meadow. There, I saw my students among unarmed, peaceful protesters. I saw state police in riot gear approaching them with batons. I saw still more police toting assault rifles. I could not believe my eyes. Given the fact that last night there were police who were injured by having bottles thrown at them by the protesters who were part of the pro-Hamas demonstration at UCLA, I mean, really? A California Highway Patrol spokesman said objects, including water bottles, were thrown at officers. Oh, and then there is this. There is a clip from Virginia Tech where a professor in the Department of Political Science, where else, named Bikram Gill, had this to say when he was trying to qualify for an immediate firing, I would suspect. Here are his comments to WDBJ7.
The experience was very unpleasant. The experience of being arrested was one I can say. I was handcuffed for 7.5 hours. And I still have numbness in my left hand.
Virginia Tech professor in the Department of Political Science, Bikram Gill, says he's disappointed about the way things were handled on Sunday.
The university has failed to protect its Palestinian students on campus for the last 6 to 7 months as their people and their families are undergoing a brutal genocide in Gaza, a genocide in which U.S. weapons are core.
Professor Gill says the encampment was peaceful until the police arrived, causing chaos.
You can see everything that's happening all day. People are praying, people are studying, people are discussing, people are learning together. There's teach-ins planned. The threat to safety came from the way Virginia Tech decided to clear out the people who were gathered.
Their demands still stand, which are divest, condemn, and acknowledge. Protesters are calling for Virginia Tech to divest from corporations assisting Israeli military actions in Gaza. Virginia Tech student Fatina Hamid says there's been several Palestinian students who've been personally affected.
That's been something that many of my peers have experienced throughout this year, and it's been incredibly disheartening because they're dealing with grief and loss and also the sort of all-around sides attack on them as they're trying to make their voices heard and sort of keep the fight going for justice.
I keep the fight going for justice. The question that she should have immediately been asked was it part of the fight for justice to murder 1,300 Israelis on October 7th? And if one wants a ceasefire, the most obvious way to get one is to release the hostages. And for Hamas to officially, at least publicly, renounce its commitment to wipe out the state of Israel and to murder Israelis wherever they can find them. I mean, this is unreal. On Good Day LA, all that work to dismantle the UCLA encampment and struggles about the encampment, and now the protesters who escaped arrest allowed to return, and they're talking about rebuilding. Listen, clip 10.
Interestingly enough, we interviewed a young lady. She said she's a UCLA senior, and as she was being arrested, taken away, and she told us the encampment may have been taken down, but this was certainly not over. And proof of that is, take a look behind me. What we're starting to see is that people that were part of this encampment have begun returning. Now, the first thing they did was put up the Palestinian flag, which is blowing in the wind right there. Now, they're going around, a lot of them looking for their personal belongings. We see one man, he's getting all those helmets that we saw protesters wearing earlier. He's put them in a pile in another place. Some other young men were here. They found their sleeping bag. They took their personal belongings. But the first thing they yelled when they came back is, this is not over. And it appears to not be over.
Okay, this is not over. So how will it end? And again, one of the things that people have been hoping for has been a more clear message from the President of the United States. And President Biden actually came up with some of his strongest words so far about the chaos on the campuses. This is clip 17A.
We've all seen images, and they put to the test two fundamental American principles. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points.
That was President Biden. There is more. At least there is some speaking out from the White House and some part in the presidential campaign involving this. Fundamental questions about order in the universe coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sometimes a book can get a great deal of attention just with a remarkable and unusual title. And that was the case when I was recently handed this book by a good friend who just said, you have to read this. This is like the best thing I've ever read. And that's for a book called Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space. No, it is not a book of science fiction, though it's a book about a distorted form of fiction. The subtitle to the book says, The Patently Absurd, Wholly Unsubstantiated, and Extravagantly Failed Atheist Origin Myth. And that atheist origin myth basically soured Evan Syatt, who has become an increasingly respected and influential conservative voice in our cultural conversations. Evan, what put you off most about the origin myth that atheists like to put forward ahead of any kind of biblical or traditional religious approach?
Well, the fact that they themselves know how ludicrous that the alternative to God is, and that it's actually a political movement and not a scientific movement. You know, the subtitle that you read, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth, well, those words I actually took from a quotation from Robert Lewontin. Is it Robert Lewontin? The Harvard evolutionary biologist, who said, I mean, I begin my book with this quotation from him, Richard Lewontin, that said, we being the atheist scientists, so quote unquote, we take the side of science despite the patent absurdity of some of its constructs, despite its extravagantly failed tests, despite the fact that they are unsubstantiated just so stories that we are peddling, like Darwinism. I mean, this is something that they are well aware of, and yet they continue to promote these things as if, not only as if they're settled science, but that anybody who even questions the patent absurdity of their claims is some sort of religious fanatic to be dismissed out of hand, rejected without consideration, and in fact, righteously silenced and feared. So that they are well aware of the fact that they have no scientific alternative to God, and yet pretend that they do.
Okay, you've worked in the past as a comedian, as a comedy writer. You've had a distinguished experience with that. You gave a talk to the Heritage Foundation in 2007 that has been called one of the most important conservative speeches ever given. At what point in your career and your personal thinking did you begin to take a serious and traditional religion more seriously?
Well, it was the culmination of a process that began, you know, I call myself a 9/13 Republican. Okay, 9/11 of 2001 didn't surprise me. Obviously, I didn't know the date, I didn't know the targets, the amount of carnage literally sickened me. But even then, as a brain-dead liberal, you know, I'm a New York City-born, lowercase l liberal Jew in the entertainment industry. I wasn't a thoughtful Democrat. It was just what Andrew Breitbart would call the default factory setting for somebody born into my demographics. But even as a brain-dead liberal, I knew just enough about the world, Michael, to know that the same people who were murdering the Jews of Israel for no other reason than that they were the closest infidels, who were murdering Hindus in India for no other reason that they were the closest infidels, who had just then recently killed children in Beslan, Russia, for no other reason that they were the closest infidels, would, when they could figure out a way across those giant oceans, come and kill the big infidel, the great Satan. Of course they would. So 9/11 didn't surprise me. What surprised me was what I metaphorically call 9/12. Right, that's the days, the months, the weeks, and now the years after 9/11 and the liberal leftist response to the attacks. The idea that we deserved them, that they were, in the words of Barack Obama's spiritual mentor, the chickens coming home to roost, and the idea of the way to prevent further attacks was to be nicer to the terrorists. This was insane to me. And so for the first time in my life, I had to begin to think about what it is I believe. And Michael, I have an expression, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat. So having gone now for the first time in my life, issue by issue by issue, about, well, because everything that I believed was simply the default factory setting. You just, you know, Democrats like air, Republicans hate air, I like air, I must be a Democrat. You know, Republicans like war because it's good for the I like peace, I must be a Democrat. But at that point, I had to actually begin to think through, and every issue along the way, I found that as a lowercase l liberal, I was actually a conservative. That true liberalism. And so the final question was one that I had, you know, I kind of fell into the category that David Gallertner describes the kids at Yale. He says they don't even rise to the level of atheists. They've never even given God's existence any thought. Nor
okay, to give it a little bit of thought right here.
Yes, sir.
For Evan's aside and your own intellectual development, do you believe that the creation that astonishes us every day, if we have eyes or a soul to respond to it, that the creation has a creator?
Oh, I believe that ultimately it is unknowable by our rules of science, by our minimal, incomplete rule of materialism. It's impossible to know. Yes, I personally believe, but that's irrelevant to my efforts. You see, Michael, the reason that so many people reject God in this current generation or two or three is because they've never given God any thought. And the reason they've never given God any thought is because the professionals have convinced them that God is not scientific. And in truth, God is not scientific. God is beyond our materials and the laws and forces of our universe. But what they don't tell their victims is that the only alternative to God is also not scientific. So now we have two non-scientific possibilities, but which one of them is true? And okay, at that and point, so once you weigh the two, there is only one answer. That all known science across every known field of science, as well as every observation, discovery, and experiment, you know, what people call data, says that it was a creator, and at the same time renders impossible any materialistic alternative.
Well, some of those materialistic alternatives, your book has a lot of fun with, and so much fun that, again, I mentioned I was handed the book by a friend who was extremely enthusiastic about it. Part of what makes it so absorbing is you actually lay out the true explanations that people use as an alternative to the creation story. The idea that the universe actually has an organized intelligence to it that brought all of this into being. So what about those alternatives that say that the world was created through magic soup, or that human life or any form of life was created through magic soup, through typing monkeys, and above all through those horny aliens from outer space? That is the title, which is basically shortened to Magic Soup, the title of Evan Syatt's new book, the subtitle, The Patently Absurd, Wholly Unsubstantiated, and Extravagantly Failed Atheist Origin Myth. So, if this explanation has failed so horribly, why is it that it's able to hold on to the fascination of so much of our intellectual class, so-called? More coming up with Evan Syatt on The Medved Show.
Portions of The Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ease of the pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
And one of the points that Evans Hyatt makes very powerfully in his book, he writes, whether it was Leninism, Stalinism, Hitlerism, Maoism, or wokeism, or any of the less accomplished, in quotes, efforts like Kimism in North Korea or Castroism in Cuba, they all promise that if the people will turn away from the God that they embrace and embrace them as the new gods, they will create the perfect world. So how will embracing magic soup as some kind of divine force in the universe help encourage people into some of the most destructive beliefs imaginable?
Right, and one of the big distinctions, the most important distinctions I make in my book, is the fact that atheism as a personal belief has likely been around for as long as we humans have. But what I'm describing is what I call militant atheism. Some people call it the new atheism. And by the way, I didn't make up the term militant atheism. The Wall Street Journal has called these aggressive evangelizers, people like Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris. And the difference between personal and militant atheism is that militant atheism is a weapon employed by would-be revolutionaries to clear the moral path to their rise to power and the ungodly way they then intend to rule. So militant atheism is a weapon that's been applied by numerous ideologies. You just listed some: Leninism, Stalinism, Maoism, Hitlerism, in the fictional warning, Big Brotherism. And the concept is to aggressively expunge God's influence across the entire society. And that's fairly new to the modern world. In fact, militant atheism only really first got intellectual credence with Marx's Communist Manifesto. All right. 50 years later, they got their first government after the Russian Revolution. And in that time, it's given us Leninism, Stalinism, Maoism, Hitlerism, and wokeism. And what they all have in common is the promise that they will engineer a brand new type of human being. As gods, they will create human beings in the image that they have. And so the communists, for example, if you trusted the communists as gods, they were going to engineer a human being who was wholly devoid of self-interest. This new human being was going to bring about a worker's paradise because he would toil always to the best of his abilities while asking only the very minimum in return.
And part of what they needed, part of what they needed to do is to endorse, and this is very much part of your book, the phony biology of Dmitry Lysenko, which basically believed that you could train people to pass on through evolution. You could train people to pass on new characteristics that the state wanted to encourage. This was highly promoted by Joseph Stalin, but it didn't prevent his country from being decimated by millions of casualties, both in the war and with his war on the Russian people and Ukrainian people, I might add. What about that reference to magic soup in the title? The magic soup they're talking of, it could also be just magic goo. What did the magic goo accomplish?
It's my obviously tongue-in-cheek reference to what they call the primordial ooze from which the first human being somehow just happened to have emerged. How it emerged, they don't know. How it first came to life, they don't even have a theory. You know, one thing about the definition of science is that it's not good enough to simply ridicule a theory that you don't personally care for. Real science requires that an alternative theory be proposed that better answers the various questions that physical reality poses. Well, atheism ridicules the theory of intelligent design, but then when it comes time to offer an alternative theory, they have nothing less ludicrous than the things I include in my title. Michael, if I may, can I just go back to, so the communists were going to create the perfect human being who was devoid of self-interest. The Nazis were going to create the perfect human being who was, in his decision-making, devoid of human emotion. He was going to make the purely calculated decision, free of such complicating things as compassion, empathy, fear of regret. Well, what the woke promised to do, if we will trust them as gods, they will create the human being who is wholly devoid of hate. They are going to create a human being who simply does not hate anything. The problem, and this is in fact what they have created, the problem is that love and hate is a single concept. You can't love good unless you hate evil. You can't love justice unless you hate injustice. So the fact that they don't hate injustice, this is why they can take the side of the Palestinians, even though many of them do know the reality, do know the fact that Israel is a liberal democracy and Hamas is exactly the opposite. Yet, if you don't hate evil, then you end up taking the side of evil. You know, I wish I knew the biblical or perhaps it's Talmudic, but, you know, those who are kind to the cruel will be cruel to the kind.
Right, and which totally is the product of not making judgment and not pursuing, and not making judgments means not pursuing justice in any large sense. Okay, I'm going to leave listeners hanging unless we go to the horny aliens from outer space before we conclude. And this, of course, you're particularly amusing in describing this alternative to, as you put it, intelligent design. What is that alternative that involves these horny aliens?
Well, it's the very last viable theory. It's the one that Richard Dawkins and the other supposedly serious leading evolutionary biologists from Oxford embrace. And its technical name is directed panspermia. And basically, they have so exhausted their search for any possibility on Earth as to how life might have begun from the materials and chemicals and forces on this planet that they embrace the theory that billions of years ago, aliens built a spaceship and then planted their seed of life in the Earth. And the only evidence for aliens having had sex with the Earth is the fact that the aliens haven't called once since.
Uh-huh. And that of course, is something that characterizes some of the illogic behind people who glorify the idea of higher intelligence. Certainly it required higher intelligence to research all this material, sort through it, for your amusement and edification. That was the project of Evan Syatt, who is the author of the newly published Magic Soup, and I'm the Typing Monkeys, and the final point, The Horny Aliens from Outer Space. And basically, it is a book about the failures of what he calls, and others themselves have called, militant atheism and the atheist origin myth. And it is a myth for the creation of the world. It's one of those questions is that even if you're a deep, deep believer in Darwinian evolution, the question of how you evolve from dead rock into any form of living matter is a question that that Evan Syatt is absolutely correct has no answer in the atheist alternatives. When we come back, we'll talk about whether we are going back in a time machine to 1968, and if we are in America at large, is that going to bring better or worse returns for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.